We turn now to this story, though. Czech scientists working with an international team of experts have successfully finished mapping the barley genome. In a process of more than 10 years, it was unique Czech technical breakthroughs that allowed the 5 billion letters of the barley genome to finally be deciphered. The new knowledge will not only enrich the understanding of genetic evolution, but will also mean real benefits for cultivators in terms of higher yields and more resistant crops. Christian Falvey spoke to Jaroslav Doležel of the Institute of Experimental Botany in Olomouc.
I should say that this was an international collaboration, so there were important contributions from laboratories in Germany, Japan and Scotland and some other countries. So it was a collaborative effort in which our laboratory played a major role because we came with a strategy that allowed analyzing the very complex genome in a way that it was more precise, more efficient, more direct.
And what does that strategy consist of exactly?
Well, that was our own strategy, and in fact we are the only laboratory in the world who can do that. We develop a method or technology to isolate chromosomes, individual chromosomes from important plants. So the chromosomes are parts of genetic information. Each of the chromosomes carry only a part of genetic information. So by isolating one chromosome, we can dissect the genome into small parts and study those fractions individually. So that's great simplification, reduction of complexity.
And as I understand it, the barley genome is almost twice as long as the human genome, while only having 7 chromosomes. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So how is that possible exactly? What there must be an extraordinary amount of extra genetic information.
Yeah, I think this is still not well known. Many plant species have genomes or genetic information more complex than human. Wheat has a genome 6 times larger than human. There are many other species which have genomes more complex, and it is because not they contain more genes, but because they contain so-called non-coding DNA. So there are other types of DNA which are present in the genome and which multiplied during the evolution.
And what could that kind of DNA potentially be telling the organism?
Many things. Some of these non-coding, or sometimes people use expression parasitic DNA, sometimes this DNA was incorporated in genes. So our genes would not exist or would not be the same without the presence of this originally parasitic DNA. Some of this DNA remains or seems to be parasitic without any function to the genome. So there are some functions which are important for organism, some functions which perhaps we don't know, maybe some of this DNA has no function at all.
So the barley genome has now been mapped. What benefits can that bring?
Good. So we should say, perhaps I should specify, what we have done, this international team, is that identified almost all genes in the barley genome and position them on chromosomes or chromosome arms. So now we know what genes are there and where they are. And the next step is to link the genes with the traits of interest, for instance, resistance to diseases and pests, or qualitative traits, yields, etc. So it's an important resource, important information, which will help breeders to breed faster and better, and scientists who study the evolution of the genome and the function of the genome.
Jaroslav Doležel of the Institute of Experimental Botany in